Welcome to our Monday edition of Your Island with Tom Gilero. Today is a very special day. It's the 16th anniversary of remembering 9/11. And we're going to spend the entire 2 hours just going back in time somewhat and also talking to many Long Islanders, many community leaders, elected officials. We'll be calling on to give their reflection of the day. It was a very somber day. It was a very difficult day, as we all remember, but we're not going to forget because we're going to remember it right here today on 103.9 LI News Radio.
It is lunchtime in London, 5 a.m. in Los Angeles, and 8 a.m. here in New York, live from the CNN Financial News headquarters.
It is beautiful outside, perfect September day with lots of sunshine. Oh, would you look at Washington, huh? I'm going outside today.
Other than that, it's kind of quiet around the country. We like quiet. It's quiet. It's too quiet.
Is that American 11 trying to call?
We have some planes. Just stay quiet and you'll be okay. We're returning to the airport.
The pilot, everyone's been stabbed. They're in the back of the airplane. They're not. Oh, the hijackers are in the cockpit.
Oh, no.
Okay, we just lost connection.
CNN breaking news.
This just in, you are looking at obviously a very disturbing live shot there. That is the World Trade Center, and we have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center.
There is a major incident in Lower Manhattan.
We just got a report in that there's been some sort of explosion at the World Trade Center in New York City.
Apparently, a plane has just crashed into the World Trade Center.
We understand that a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center.
We have serious news of a major possible air crash in the United States.
An incredible plane crash into the World Trade Center.
That happened within the last few moments.
Just a few moments ago, something believed to be a plane crashed into the South Tower of the World Trade Center.
As a second jetliner heads for what even to the untrained eye looks like a surgical strike into the South Tower. Against a backdrop of gentle blue skies, a terrorist arrow pierces the heart of a city and a nation.
To be sure, there it is. The plane went right through the other tower of the World Trade Center.
That is a very hard thing to watch.
And clearly.
And those were the chilling reports that we got 16 years ago. It was a day, and I call it America's second day of infamy, a day that we'll never forget, that a day that changed this country and this world forever. And we're going to remember it today, and we're bringing on a whole host of Long Islanders that will have their own different perspective. And also we'll be taking your phone calls to what this day means and to honor all those who lost their lives, the Port Authority Police Department, NYPD, Fire Department of New York, all of them acts of heroism and lost forever from us, but not from our memories. On the line, I have Senator Tom Croce. Tom is, he doesn't like when I say this, but he's one of our heroes. You know, he has taken up to the defense of this country. And I'm going to ask him this. Senator Croce, you're on the air.
Good to be with you, Tom.
You know, Senator, I don't know if you heard our opening with some of the news reports of the day. I mean,
It takes you back.
Yeah, it takes you back. I mean, you know, I don't know what's coming over me right now just listening to that, and I've listened to it numerous times. You know, where were you at? I mean, I'm not exactly sure. You joined the military right after that, is that correct? Am I correct?
No, I joined the Navy in 1999.
Oh, okay, so you were right before then. Okay.
We had about 2 years of peacetime military before that happened. So I was on active duty, just finished a deployment on the Harry S. Truman. And we were in Jacksonville, Florida at our squadron when we got reports and saw on TV the first plane hitting.
What was going through your mind? I mean, you were wearing the uniform, and you knew this was going to end up in military action.
Well, at first, I mean, the first questions you ask are, you know, what's the weather in New York? How did a plane hit a building? And then you know, very quickly we learned that it was a designed and planned attack. The subsequent attack down at the Pentagon, and then what we learned about the aircraft that was down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. So very quickly, the world changed, of course. America changed, but the military very quickly changed too. Mm. It immediately went into high gear, and that was in mostly due to the Commander-in-Chief, President Bush, who called his military to war, very quickly organized the government to support those kinds of operations. And we put all of our resources as a country, and our treasure, our talent, our financial resources, and our military might against the problem. And it's 16 years going. We've had some tremendous successes. We've had some setbacks, but overall, we're in a place where we have the ability to go after this kind of an asymmetric enemy, which we didn't previously have on a large scale. And it was a call to arms for an entire generation of Americans.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, those must have been some times for you. I mean, again, serving in the uniform, and then, you know, it was like the folks that, you know, I'm an historian, and I consider myself that. It's not unlike, although that was a military base on December 7th, 1941, but there were men and women in uniform at that time, and they knew what lied ahead of them. And so you were that generation. You were the 21st century generation of what took place in 1941, if you look at it that way.
Yeah, we immediately knew what it meant for the military, and immediately started seeing some pretty dynamic changes in how we operated. We're all, for New Yorkers who were in uniform on that day, wherever we were around the country or around the world, every American felt this, and every American went to bed that night scared, uncertain of the future, worried about loved ones who hadn't been located yet, either in the World Trade Center or the Pentagon. But for New Yorkers, wherever we were around the world, it hit us particularly hard. You know, those of us in uniform were shaken. We wanted to be home. Mm. We wanted to be back in New York helping. But we realized the best place we could be is at our units and getting ready to go find the people who did this. And make sure that it didn't happen again.
You know, and I want our listeners to know, once again, I'm speaking with New York State Senator Tom Croce, and the fact that you're not done. You're still serving. You're in the reserve. I'm trying to get a hold of you over the weekend, and I realized that you were on reserve duty. And so this is a commitment that you've made that goes beyond, you know, again, what most people do. And I want to commend that, because that's a tremendous, tremendous commitment to this nation of ours. And what drives you, Tom?
Well, it's the same thing that drives, you know, every generation of Long Islander who puts on the uniform. I'm no different than, you know, thousands of others who we grow up in a great place. Small town Long Island, marching bands, Boy Scouts, that's right. Barbecues.
That's right. Yeah.
That's kind of what you're fighting for. Yeah. And you know, we produce on Long Island some of the most notable and the greatest warriors that this country has ever known, most notably Lieutenant Michael Murphy, the Medal of Honor recipient.
Absolutely.
And Navy SEAL. There's a tremendous amount of patriotism and dedication in our communities. That's where we get it from. We get it from our families and our community, and it's a privilege to serve. We're gonna, from every generation, from the American Civil War on, you know, these counties and Long Island has sent its best and its brightest, its young people off to war, and we will continue to do it. It's an endeavor that's worth it.
Yeah. Senator, I'm not going to keep you too long, but what can you tell in my listening audience, Long Islanders here, of what's the best way to remember this day?
Well, I think you have to not only remember the pain and the tragedy of the day, the loss of the members of our community, you know, my friends who are on the NYPD or the NYFD who responded and who perished in those attacks, my colleagues that were killed at the Pentagon standing watch. Mm. But I think you have to remember what it told the world, and that is how we responded, not just how we absorbed the impact of that day, but how we responded as a nation. And that's the real lesson I take out of September 11, 2001, is whether our enemies are watching or our friends are watching. They know that they're not going to break the resolve of the United States. If anything, it has the opposite effect. It galvanizes us, and it causes us to move forward with purpose and to ensure that our citizens are protected and our way of life is protected. And we're willing to give our lives in defense of that. And that's something that, you know, after you get through the emotion of the day, that should be the message that every American takes from this, and that every country around the world, particularly our enemies, take from this as well, that we will not be broken.
Wow. Well, well said, Senator Tom Croce. And again, once again, for myself, and I know all my listeners, thank you. Thank you for your service to this great country of ours.
And thank you for taking the time to spend this day remembering, Tom.
Thank you. Thank you. Once again, Senator Tom Croce, truly an incredible individual, not only elected to public service and doing public work that way, but still wears the uniform of this country. And if we get anything from what happened in September 11th, there was a sense of unity after that attack, just like there was back in 1941. It was all, again, I keep calling it our second day of infamy. Changed this country forever 16 years ago today. Just like in the past, right after, on September 12th, many of the recruiting stations received an influx of Americans who wanted to participate and defend what happened to us on that horrific day. And, you know, we as Long Islanders, we were right there. I mean, for the most part, New York City is our backyard. It's a place where we work, where we go to, where we know folks. There are so many people right now listening to this broadcast that have the names of people that they love, the people that were their family, were their friends, that attended funerals, and the funerals went on and on and on. And it was a price that so many Americans paid for that day. And we you know, people say, well, why are you doing this show? Why do you have to remember? Because if we don't remember this, then we can't take out that sacrifice and take away from those sacrifices. The NYPD officers, the fire department. We had the family of Stephen Siller on. Tunnel to Towers Foundation, where this young fireman who was on his way home saw what had happened, stopped his personal car, put on his gear, and ran through, I think it was the Brooklyn Tunnel over there, and went to the World Trade Center because he knew he would be needed. He was a member of the fire department. He was already going home from the midnight shift, but had a sense of duty. It was that American spirit. It was that that brought where this country came from and where we existed from. It still existed even at this point in 2001. And it still exists today in the heroism. Senator Croce brought up, you know, Michael Murphy, the Medal of Honor winner from Sayville. You know, for the most part, what he did was incredible. He went up on a hill in order to broadcast the position of his team, his SEAL team, that were under attack, and they were outnumbered like 10 to 1, 15 to 1. Acts of heroism, fighting for the United States of America. It's a symbolic day when we think about what this represented and what we're talking about today. At 8:46 this morning, the President of the United States held a moment of silence. That was when the first attack took place on September 11th, 2001, and there's been a few presidents already since that time period, and yet they all follow the same suit. The White House will always remember this day, and currently the names are being read throughout many different areas of this country right now of, you know, of people who sacrificed and people who gave what the ultimate can be. You know, whenever this happened, just incredible. And you know, I mentioned the New York City Police Department, of course, the fire department that we just mentioned. And in addition, the Port Authority of Police all were involved in their first response, all going into the danger. You know, again, the American spirit, the America is attacked. Civilians helping civilians. People, I mean, you read about so much that took place that many years ago. And when we read about it and we hear about it, it makes you feel. It makes you feel that there is an underlying strength in this country that can never, ever, ever be broken. And you know, we feel that all the time. It's just incredible. The number is 631-451-1039. We're taking some phone calls. And we're going to be hearing from a lot of elected officials and their thoughts on the day and what it represents to them. And just an incredible, incredible day. We're going to take supervisor of the town of Brookhaven, Supervisor Ed Romaine. Ed, thanks for taking part in our Remembering 9/11 show today. Thanks for calling in.
Absolutely. This is a critical day. It
yes.
reminds us why, as Americans, despite our differences, we are all together. We are united.
You know, what are your reflections on the day? I mean, you know, Ed, you've been a leader here in Suffolk County, county clerk, and you were a county legislator twice. I mean, you sought public service in that manner. You know, what can you tell my listeners in terms of how they should remember this day?
They should remember this day with sadness. They should remember this day of all the bravery that took place from our firemen and our police officers. They should remember this day because this day marked a huge departure where people made war on innocent civilians because they didn't like our religion or our culture or our way of life. Yeah. We're proud to be Americans. Yeah. I'm proud to be American.
Now,
that day angered me. And it also saddened me, and it also made me proud of the people in uniform.
Yeah. It seems like we have all of this, like, inner conflict to a certain extent. We were angry, but we were proud. We saw the American flags the next day all over this country. It makes us feel something when we think about it. You know, we started the show with, you know, some of the news reports that first came on. Did you ever think it was going to change the country the way it did?
No, and I think the country could still change more. I see some of the partisan bickering in Washington and Albany.
Terrible.
And, you know, let's think back about that day. We didn't worry about which political party or what your beliefs are, or your philosophy or your religion, your color or your creed. We were all Americans. I remember shortly after the disaster 16 years ago, people began to sport bumper stickers, "United We Stand."
Yes, yeah.
And it could not be truer. And what a sad, sad day, particularly for those who have lost. And I knew some of those people that died.
Yeah.
Kevin Smith,
yes.
Who was Rescue One. He was a lieutenant from Massac. So we all remember someone or some family, particularly here on Long Island. Just a sad, sad day.
Anything going on in town of Brookhaven today?
Yes. Yeah. We had our memorial service, as we do every single year.
Yes.
Yeah. Behind the building, we have a memorial to 9/11. It has a flagpole. It's permanently litted. And we have we had a ceremony. The entire town board was there. The town clerk was there, Donna Lent. And our keynote speaker was Assemblyman Senator Engelbreit. Assemblyman Engelbreit.
Stephen Engelbreit, yes. Yeah.
All right. So he was there. He spoke. And our chief fire marshal and all of our fire marshals were there, and they rang the bell in remembrance. We had, I would say about 100 employees come down about 11:30. We had a memorial service this morning at 9:30 at Port Jefferson Firehouse. They do it every year. I was there. Tonight we have many memorial service, Rocky
busy.
Point, Center Reach, Santa Mauritius. We have a whole group of people, Bellport. I will be going to the Santa Mauritius one at 6 and the Bellport one at 7. I know Jane Bonner is going to the Rocky Point one. There's one in Sound Beach. So there's a lot of memorial service. As Americans, we come together, communities remembering.
And I just want to put it out to the communities out there that you should attend one of these, not only to see our elected officials, but to participate in just remembering this day. Ed, I want to thank you so much for taking
Absolutely.
Time out from your business
Anytime.
Schedule.
You know, and I'll get back with you again, Tom. I would say to everyone, please attend because these ceremonies are not that long.
Yes.
Don't be intimidated.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're half an hour, but it's a half an hour in which you can reflect.
Exactly, and that's what
we've been 16 years.
Yeah, very good.
Tom, thank you again, and God bless you.
Thank you. Same to you, Ed. Now, this segment of our program is being brought to you by the Suffolk County Patrolmen's Benevolent Association. The PBA serves to support law enforcement, participate in special events and programs all designed to help protect our community. They care about you and keeping us all safe, from the anti-drinking and driving campaigns to protecting our children with education on the Megan's Law. PBA promotes a great relationship between the police and the people it's sworn to serve. Suffolk County is one of the safest counties in the country, and the PBA takes pride in its strong belief in our security. They have honored our fallen heroes and contribute greatly to our suburban way of life. Need to know more? Go right to the website, www.suffolkcountypba.org. Noel DiGirolamo, president. And also, I just want to recognize Long Island Bait, great motorcycle rights and safety advocacy group. American Bikers for Awareness, Training, and Education promotes safety on our roads for the 2- and 3-wheeled rider to ensure automobile drivers look and see and know that motorcycles are everywhere. They promote training, common sense laws, attend court proceedings to ensure justice for those involved in motorcycle accidents where a driver is drunk, distracted, or recklessly careless. Call Abate President Jim Barr at 1-888-LI-ABATE or visit the website longislandabate.org. Now, when we get back, we're going to continue the whole show today, folks, remembering September 11th. And we've got a host of elected officials calling on community leaders, and we'll be taking your phone calls, too. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.